Welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina. Thank you so much for joining me. I created the Miss Tina Show for one reason only, you. I wanted you to have a sacred place where you could find refuge and feel safe again, rest a while, and experience the healing energies of love and light. For you see, love and light still does exist. They exist within my heart and within my soul. And in case you haven't noticed, the human race is going mad, and the world's deterioration has sadly only just begun. And you can expect, in general, the human consciousness to become even more consumed with rage, darkness, and polarization within the next 3 to 5 years. I want to help you, and I know that I can. I can help you with my spiritual and healing gifts. Perhaps, if you would, could you just consider me your new best friend, someone whom you can count on like a beacon of light and love, who you can spiritually connect with every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. live Eastern Standard Time on www.bbsradio.com/Miss Tina Show. It's heard live worldwide. And during the show, whenever your pain just gets just too heavy, or you're feeling really lost and confused, become deeply frightened, and you just don't know what to do anymore, I want you to reach out to me. Will you do that? I want you to reach out to me live on the air at 888-627-6008. Again, that number is 888-627-6008. And when you call in and you speak to my producer, just be prepared to give them your first and last name, where you're calling from, what your question is, or your comment. Would you do that so we can move through the callers rather quickly and effortlessly? I assure you that you're going to feel much better the moment that we connect. Now, before we begin, I'd like you to reach out to your family and friends also and invite them to join us for the next 55 minutes. Now a little about me. Again, my name is Miss Tina. And please jot down my website at www.misstinashow.com. And just take your time and discover who I am and how I may assist you through my private practice and also my best-selling books. Now, tonight we're going to talk about something that I really believe everyone can relate to, both men and women, all ages and backgrounds. And then there's a phrase that I'd like to begin this episode with as well, and it's, "Hell had no fury like a woman scorned." I'm sure you've heard of this before, but what does it really mean? Well, we have a caller, and I'll be glad to take our first caller, and it's with Pauline. Hi, Pauline. Thanks for giving us a call.
Can I call you Clementina? I just realized I saw your name on your blurb of your site, I mean, of the PBS, you know, biography. I love
yes.
your name. I really, really like it. I thought I would call you Tina after you said to call you, but I said, can I have permission to call you Clementina? I love it.
Well, yes, the secret's out the bag. I was, my full name is Clementina, Marie Jovanetti, and I
The
was
mouthful, right?
right. And
What?
you could understand why I over the years, the public have abbreviated my beautiful long name to just simply Miss Tina. It works.
There was something I read in your bio that really, I really was. I just sent you something, I guess, in the feedback part. I wanted to know, since it says that you do alien abduction, child abductions. I've been impregnated by, like, I don't know how many races, but I've had 10 of them, hybrid children with, I don't know which races. I thought at first I was abducted, but I could have had an agreement to have these children, so I no longer hear it anymore. But now I'm really curious about where they are, what races, joined with me, and that maybe on some level those children will come back to assist in this ascension process. Well, I'm going to have be connecting it again to them in the future, because I'm opening up to my star being side of me, and we're getting to know and trying to get the codes to unload upload into me. So I'm curious, is that what one of your sessions will do? But what about the abduction? Because it could, like I said, it might not be an abduction after all.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, you have a very enlightened perspective on your past experiences with species of another dimension. A lot of the clients that do come to me, Pauline, they're terrified because they feel very fragmented by their alien, quote, abduction experiences. Because, as you know, most of these experiences occur at night with no warning at all, no prior, like, hey, you want to go on a date? Want to go out for a cup of coffee?
Right.
Right. If they're not user friendly, they just
I
come
was
in the
told
middle
that
of the night.
I was a sleepwalker when I was a child. My aunt said that she loved sleepwalking, so that might have been when it all started when I was younger. I used to masturbate when I was really young, so maybe they felt my energy, and they just figured, oh, we might as well use this one. She's playing. I don't know. That's what I remember. As a 5-year-old, I would do this to myself constantly,
Right.
thinking
So
that I was going to
in
focus
my
on.
private session, when I work with individuals who are having, it's normally once you become a part of the extraterrestrial family, you generally are part of it for your entire lifetime within the human reign, and then thereafter, it's not like just, one night stands, so to say, it's once you have a contact with them, whatever and what you related to as far as, well, it was an agreement. This was part of my soul contract that was previously arranged, prior to your incarnation. You get 10, star 5 stars, 10 stars for even having that kind of awareness. Because unfortunately, most of my clients that do reach out to me that are having contact with other species and races, that they're not even aware of a soul contract. They're not aware at all. They don't even realize that they chose to be incarnated and there was a purpose behind this incarnation, and that in
I was
fact.
just scared. Believe me, I was afraid to go anywhere near this kind of stuff. But it took me a while getting used to it and getting the info. And I was so afraid. I've been getting clearings, and there was a person who told me to run whenever an alien comes near me. Just like jump to them. And I'm like, so I've gone through that whole fear phase, and now I've come out the other end, realizing I must have this
Wonderful.
all the time.
Yeah, you're very, very
I will
good.
get in touch with you about doing this. I don't really know if it's a past life regression, but I was hoping that you can go deeper than just the regular past life regression, like
I do.
cosmic. Great. I will be in touch then. Or
Thank you
I sent you some information.
thank you for reaching
Thank you.
out. And now stay tuned to the show. Don't go anywhere, okay?
No problem.
Okay, dear. Bye. Yes, I do alien abduction work, and I particularly love to work with children. And those sessions are with both the adult and the child present as well. The children do extraordinarily well in working with me. They love working with me, the children. The parents seem to be of, and I don't mean this as a judgment, they're just not as aware of or advanced as far as their evolution to even be aware that there are species, other consciousnesses that actually can have contact with their human children, and what is the purpose of it as well. So, again, if I could be of assistance, I offer a very broad, diversified spectrum of assistance in my private work. One-on-one, I do all my sessions on Zoom, and you could just reach out to me through my website at www.misstinashow.com. So again, my topic this evening that I'd like to share with you is about, and I know you're going to relate to this. I tried to when it was everything that I do. I'm really consider myself a channel. Everything downloads into me, through me, within me, and just maybe about 2 hours prior to tonight's episode, it just started downloading, and I just started typing. And I've had this working relationship with my wonderful, beautiful, healing, powerful, spiritual team ever since I was a child. I'm a long way from home myself. I wouldn't consider, I'm just visiting Earth with obviously a very clear and precise purpose in assisting others while they're also here on Earth. And so this is what I want to share, what came through me just a few hours ago. So what they were bringing up, and I said, yeah, that reference sounds familiar. Hell had no fury like a woman scorn. And what does that exactly mean? Well, that there's no greater anger than of a woman who has been rejected in love, right? What does that mean? Well, so take yourself, for instance. I'm going to just assume that this is going to be relatable to, unfortunately, fortunately, a great deal of the listeners, both male and female, in the audience. You meet someone and you fall deeply in love with them. And if you're anything like myself, you love profoundly. You don't hold back. You give all of yourself. You love with your mind, your heart, your soul. And at that moment when you are allowing yourself to be connected on a soul level, on an intimate level, on a spiritual level, on an energetic level, on a physical level, with that other soul, that other consciousness, never in your mind are you thinking at that time that this person would ultimately betray you, that they would use you, that they would perhaps even lie to you, or even physically beat you, traumatize you, harm you. Well, I'm going to introduce you. You probably have never looked at it this, and I'm going to use the symbolic that they gave me. It was just so beautiful, so clear to understand, is that there's another consciousness right now that you all know, that I'm sure most of you are quite concerned about her as well and can feel great compassion and empathy for her. And that is Mother Earth. And Mother Earth right now is what I've been shown, is a woman scorned. And in the beautiful essence of life, as it keeps on moving forward and change and evolution and healing and awakening and lessons learned and the ability of free will and free choice that we have on a daily basis, Mother Earth is also going through right now her own profound spiritual awakening. And it's all based on her experiences that she herself, as a consciousness, as a living being, no differently than you and I, that she has gone through and now has reevaluated her relationship with mankind. She is reevaluating what her relationship has been with each one of us as a species, as a consciousness. Unfortunately, it hasn't been very user-friendly for her. And she has experienced profound pain and profound suffering and profound loss from the choices that each one of us within, incarnated within the human species, has made with no regard or respect or consideration of the consequences that would have occurred to her. Through her spiritual awakening right now, that in itself is creating all of these dramatic, and has been creating these dramatic, so to say, symptoms upon the Earth's plane. The extensive flooding that we're having, hurricane that we're having, droughts that we're having, fires that we're having, volcanic eruptions that are on their way, very violent eruptions. Let me bring it to another example now. So you have yourself of your former experiences, and you have Mother Earth, who has had relationships with the human race as well for thousands and thousands of years. And like Mother Earth, as far as ourselves as an individual, we go through multiple relationships perhaps in our lifetime. And sometimes many of them become toxic and they become dysfunctional. And at the end of these relationships, we have to re-examine exactly why it turned out the way it did. And the question is, have you often in the past blamed yourself for the outcome? Have you blamed yourself for why things went wrong? It must be me. Something must be wrong with me because it keeps on turning out the same way over and over again. There's never a happy ending. We need to take a short break. Don't go anywhere. The only thing you're able to do is subscribe to the show, The Miss Tina Show. But I'm going to be here waiting for you, right around the corner. And we're going to talk about your own spiritual evolution and awakening, which is almost exactly what Mother Earth is going through right now. Be right back.
Discover our three best spiritual self-help books on Amazon. 1. Miracles and a Prophetic Message from an Angel is a rare opportunity for you to read the phenomenal story of one woman's journey and spiritual transformation into becoming one of God's own personal healers and to bear witness to the countless miracles. 2. The best-selling guide to spiritual interpretations of your dreams guides the reader through various types of nightly visions and provides them with profound spiritual interpretations and positive affirmations. 3. Jesus and a Roman Centurion. A past life memoir is a profound regression that captures the very essence of Jesus when a Roman centurion locates the 2-year-old Christ child and ultimately chooses to betray everything he had ever believed in or known. Learn more about us on www.mistinashow.com and see the spiritual changes within you.
Hi, welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm Miss Tina, and this is the Miss Tina Show. Thank you for joining us. I want to give you out our air number in case you'd like to just reach out this evening. You may have a question or concern, and that phone number is 888-627-6008. Again, our live air number is 888-627-6008. And just be prepared to give my producer your first and last name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment. Appreciate it. And again, jot down my website. get to know me a little bit more, find out how I may be of assistance to you on a one-on-one level. I do all my private sessions through Zoom, so I'm available worldwide. My website is www.misstinashow.com. I hope you've been with me from the very beginning. If you haven't, let me give you a short synopsis. We're talking tonight about the spiritual awakening and of Mother Earth and her symptoms, as far as the more she awakens and the more that she's realized what her relationships have been in the past with the species called the human race. She's now going through a profound reevaluation of her relationship with our consciousness, with our species. Unfortunately, like many of us who have also experienced dysfunctional relationships, toxic relationships that we weren't prepared for, we didn't expect, you know, this incredible relationship that we now newly discovered, that we thought was going to deliver our happily ever after, that he or she was the one, because we felt such a profound connection with that individual. And it was almost, you know, it was euphoric for most people, right, when you first connect and find that kind of love. And then, mysteriously, what happened? It just all seems to fall apart, and this most precious, beautiful gift of love almost now becomes a weapon. And it turns against us. And the person that we believed in and trust now seems to be, or could become, perhaps, one of the most dangerous people in our lives. How does that happen? You know, the relationship that the human species has had with Mother Earth goes back thousands and thousands of years ago. And one of my own past life regressions that I had several years ago was quite revealing to me, that I discovered I was one of the very first consciousnesses that was allowed to incarnate in a human form on Earth. And there were hardly any, I really don't even remember in the regression, I didn't have any association with humans. All my experiences at that time in my first lifetime on Earth was actually with the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom. And it was interesting because I had no language to speak. Perhaps human languages were never even created at that time yet. And I communicated with the plant species and the animal species totally through thought, through mental telepathy. And it was interesting because I remember through my past life regression that we were the same. It was just extraordinary awareness that it didn't matter that my consciousness chose to incarnate in a human container, a human form, and yet other consciousnesses chose to incarnate in animal species containers and forms, and still others chose to incarnate into the plant forms. It was amazing. We were all the same. We were all basically light beings. We were just energy, just consciousness that chose to come to this new planet. For us, it was new, and took forms regardless of what they looked like and how they functioned. And yet, we all were the same, treated each other with the same love and respect and value. And I was able to communicate with both the animal species, so-called animal species, and also the plant species. It was extraordinary. That was the first lifetime that I was actually able to awaken through one of my own personal past life regressions, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. And it was before any like manifestation of buildings. There was no buildings. I lived in a tree. I just ate the food right off of, you know, the fruit right off the plant. There was not even clothing. I didn't wear any clothing at all over my body. It was very pure, very innocent, very gentle. And I could tell you from that experience that I had to now being present again in a human form, human container on Earth once again, Mother Earth is not the same. Mother Earth is not the same being at all. You know, you probably could even relate to perhaps some of your, you know, friends or relatives, people that are really close to you. And if you go back when they were young, when they were children or early teenagers, they had such an innocence about them, right? Such a sense of gentility and purity, childlike nature. And they were so pure of love and just happiness and just an innocent joy about them. But then as life continued on in their earthly journey, they changed. They changed. They lost that joy. They became hardened. They became angry. They became sad. They became depressed. They didn't trust anyone anymore. They didn't like or love anyone anymore. And they basically just allowed themselves to drown and to give up hope and to become really their own worst enemy. They imprisoned themselves within a dark consciousness. So I'm sure you have witnessed the death of or the separation of a soul, a consciousness, from their highest level, their supreme level of love and light. And then they slowly, 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 they die. It's like a spiritual suicide, a spiritual death. Why did that happen? They got hurt. Someone hurt them. Someone betrayed them. Someone lied to them. And they just never were able to stay focused upon the most powerful gift that we have, the act of forgiveness. And yet, instead, they chose perhaps to allow themselves to just be prisoners of that temporary moment of where, in fact, we don't deny, they very well may have been victimized to some extent. Even maybe brutally victimized. Maybe they were exposed to war. Maybe they were a victim of sexual assault. Maybe they lost many members of their family. Like in the past, I've worked with Holocaust victims as well. And very difficult for them to share what they actually went through as young children and watched so many, their family members and others, literally die on a daily basis through the starvation camp. It's hard to take someone where they're a young child, innocent baby, when they first come upon the earth, they go through life's experiences and it just beats them down. It breaks them. And it's almost like they're broken and they no longer have that connection to love and light anymore, but it's now like a bowl just consumed with darkness. From what Mother Earth was like thousands of years ago, when I had the privilege and the honor to first embrace her, to first experience her, to first meet her. Her vibration then, her consciousness then, it's like the person I've been describing. She's broken. She's tired. She's exhausted. She's in pain. She's suffering. And in many portions of her consciousness, she's dying. And that's why over the last like 15 years, it's been rhythmic and it's been building up over and over and over again. We're having more of these episodes. It's not out of anger. It's not that she's trying to get back at the human race or retaliate back to us. It's her responses are basically cleansings. They're releases, emotional releases, mental releases, spiritual releases. You know, a person, when an individual comes to me after they have been in a very toxic and abusive relationship for a very long time, or if they've been a victim of an abuse, sexual assault, a crime, if they've had a home invasion occur to them, if, you know, a woman or a gentleman have been exposed to, you know, say an abusive alcoholic in a relationship, or even perhaps their parents like mine, continually beating on them verbally, physically, there comes a point where there's just no more room. There's no more closets. There's nowhere to store this negative, toxic, destructive, unhealthy energy anymore. You know, they always say, watch out for the quiet ones. Watch out for those quiet ones, the timid ones, because they're going to blow one day. They can only take so much abuse. Because if they're gentle in their nature, kind and loving and compassionate in their nature, it's just not their way. That's not how they respond to people or circumstances in life. And they don't want to retaliate. But there comes a point, just out of pure self-preservation, self-love for yourself, when you look around and turn around and realize, as in Gone with the Wind, he said, well, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Each one of us, I could speak for us as a group consciousness, each one of us as an individual gets to a point in our life, regardless of whatever it is that brought us to that breaking point, where we realize, hopefully, first of all, we have free will, free choice, and that we can, through exercising that free will to free choice, we can ultimately change not only the outcome of that situation for our highest good, but we can also end it right then and there and choose a higher ending for ourselves. That basically the words, like even in that movie, I forgot her name, apologize. The movie was called Enough. You probably have seen it. And, you know, her husband was just verbally and physically abusing her to the breaking point. And finally she left. She left her home, and she put her young little girl in hiding with some friends. And then she went through a boot camp military training of how to learn how to physically defend herself against this guy. The movie's called Enough, and she had a breaking point. And she basically said, I'm done with this. No one is ever, ever going to hurt me again. I'm done. Mother Earth is at her breaking point. Mother Earth is a living, breathing consciousness, no different than you and I. It doesn't matter what form, physical form, container that we choose to animate ourselves through, to communicate ourselves through, to experience this type of earthly, you know, worldly experiences. She's at her breaking point. And just like, you know, in all our former humanistic relationships, be it romantic or family-oriented or business, there may have been a breaking point in your life when you say, I'm done. That's it. So Mother Earth right now is doing whatever she needs to save herself. It is totally out of love for herself, self-preservation for herself. And although it comes out on the other end, on our side, through our personal experiences, it is not fun to go through a hurricane. It is not fun to go through tornadoes. It is not fun to go through forest fires or, you know, totally just there's no water left, right? So we have to, we were given the opportunity from the time that we were, so to say, given an invitation, a personal invitation, hey, come a living on planet Earth. But somewhere along the way, there's the common courtesy book, the respect, the guidelines of what each one of us needed to do, you know, as a collective group consciousness of the human species. We just disregarded that. Our officials disregarded that. And they basically just came onto the planet, and it started many, many, many thousands of years ago when Enoch and that whole family, the ancient civilizations came, and they needed gold. They needed gold because they needed it for their planet. And so they said, well, you know, here's this free real estate, basically. You know, who's going to stop us? And so the abuse and the taking of Mother Earth's valuable resources that she herself, I mean, this is who she is and what she's made out of, has been violated to such a profound extent that unfortunately it has become, over all of these years, just a one-way, a one-sided form of a relationship where the species that has cohabitated on the planet with her has been taking and taking. And not only they've been taking, but they've also been just basically recklessly, with no concern at all of the consequences. There is cause and effect in everything that we think, feel, and do, and manifest. There are consequences for our actions. And right now, Mother Earth is beginning to show us profoundly the other side of the story of the choices that we have been making for thousands of years as her guest. We have to take a short break, or we'll be right back.
Welcome to the Miss Tina Show. Over the past 40 years, Miss Tina has helped thousands of people regain clarity, peace of mind, and spiritual freedom with her intuitive, spiritual, and healing gifts. And now, she can assist you too. With one-on-one support, spiritual consultations, and healing modalities provided through online sessions via Zoom. Miss Tina specializes in intuitive consultations, spiritual life coaching, energy healing, loss of a pet consultations, loss of a loved one consultations, alien abduction consultations. Listen to what her clients say. Miss Tina is an amazing sensitive, insightful, compassionate, and a trusted spiritual teacher. Miss Tina is truly gifted, kind, and has a beautiful soothing energy that puts you immediately at ease. Join Miss Tina every Wednesday evening live at 8 p.m. EDT on the Miss Tina Show, podcasted on the most trafficked social networks and the largest podcast portals on the planet. To schedule a private session, go to www.misstinashow.com.
Hi. Welcome to the Miss Tina Show. I'm your host, Miss Tina, and thank you for joining me. If you've disconnected, I'm glad you're here. And no worries, this is a live show. We do a live show every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern on www.bbsradio.com/ Miss Tina Show. All the shows are podcasted normally within 24 hours after the live show. So if you missed the first part of the show, don't worry about it. Just come back late tomorrow sometime and you could hear the whole show from the very beginning, because I don't want you to miss a drop of it. Going back to Mother Earth. I don't know how else to say this, and I don't say this with any intent to frighten you, because we have enough time to wrap it all up in a big ball of love and light to you. But I need to help you to understand that from the moment you chose to incarnate on the earth, Mother Earth embraced you. She accepted you as one of her own and part of the family. However, the choices that the human race have made over the centuries and their choice to create a man-made artificial reality upon Mother Earth has brought us to this moment of where we're at today. So when you reincarnated or incarnated for your first time on Earth, to say you didn't have any choice, well, you do. You always have free will and choice. But in most cases, from birth, you were basically exposed to a certain way of life, which included, you know, the streets were already there, the highways were already there, automobiles were already there, huge chemical corporations. All of these things were already created prior to your incarnation in this lifetime. And you were so preoccupied and distracted and focused on basically becoming a good little boy or good little girl and doing what was necessary, what your earth parents were telling you to do, perhaps what your culture was supporting you to do, what if you were involved in any man-made organized religions, what they were telling you to do. So you came in and you were like, okay, everybody's telling me what to do. This is the way it is. This is the way I live. This is the way I function. This is the way I think, speak, feel, right? It's pretty much all done for you the moment you're incarnated. You normally don't have a moment to even get to know yourself of who you were, who you are, the moment you take your first breath. You've got a whole earth family just waiting to mold you into what they think and what they desire to you become. Mother Earth is about to evict, literally evict, nearly 80% of the human population off planet Earth. Just going to evict them. She's going to relocate them to another dimension. Why? First of all, because she can. No different than you have the right to send somebody to the door and tell them don't ever come back again, by the way, too. Like, I'm done, we're finished, I've had enough, you've hurt me enough. There's the door. Mother Earth is going to have that moment, too. She's in that process. She's already made up her mind. Now it's just a matter of the unfoldment of this process of the eviction, the relocation. She just has had enough. She has been so gracious as a living being, as an organism, as a consciousness, so beautiful, with her beautiful, brilliant blue sky, with the waterfalls, with the trees, with the flowers, with her animal species who are her companion and friends. And if she doesn't do something now, if she doesn't begin the process of a change in her own consciousness, first of all, it's not going to make any difference. Have you ever been in that that situation with the relationship. I know I was when I was a child. I realized I don't have anywhere near the patience that Mother Earth has and the endurance that Mother Earth has. By the time I was 5 or 6 years old in this particular lifetime, I was already walking around saying, I'm done. I changed my mind. No, that's okay. I used to go out in my backyard where I used to live in Chicago by Cabrini Greens and literally at night jump up and down, especially when I saw all the crafts, all the extraterrestrial crafts over the house. And I would just jump up and down and say, okay, take me. No, don't want to do this. No, we're done. No fun down here. They're crazy. Who are these people? And where do they come from? And you want me to do what when I get older? Okay, I changed my mind. Yeah, but nobody heard my call. I never got a one-way ticket back home. So here I am at 67 years of age. At 5, 6 years old, I already wanted out. I already wanted to cancel and tear up my soul contract. So that was at 5 or 6 years old, because what I realized then, and I don't regret the decisions that I made then, was they're never going to change. My earth parents I'm speaking of are never going to change. I mean, they are disconnected spiritually. You know, and not to say that they ended up becoming alcoholics as well and full of rage and darkness. And at such a young age, my beatings began, you know, violent beatings, verbal abuse, sexual abuse. So at 5, 6 years of age, I said, they're never going to change. Because for some reason, it must have just been for my former lifetimes, I was fully aware at 5 or 6 years of age at this particular lifetime that I didn't do anything to cause this. I didn't provoke them. I'm not doing anything to get them mad. So why are they so hostile? Why are they so angry? Why are they so mean? Why do they want to destroy me? Why do they want, as my mom said, I brought you into the world, I'm going to take you out of the world, so help me God. And they're saying this to a 2- and 3-year-old child. Huh? So I knew at that young age they weren't going to change. And I immediately put into action then at 5, 6 years old, plan B, my escape plan. I'm getting out of here. I'm staying with these people. Being that they were my earth parents, I know this is going to probably sound strange to you, meant absolutely nothing to me. Nothing to me. I had more profound, deep affection and emotions for the sky, for the trees, for the flowers, for the food that I partake in. I mean, these earth parents, they were of such a dark nature, such a disconnected nature, that there was nothing to put my arms around, to embrace, to hold on to say thank you for, or anything like that at all. They were like, I want to get away from this as fast as I can. Mother Earth has finally come to a incredible spiritual awakening of her own self. And she is taking it upon herself. She has made a choice that I don't have to allow myself to be battered and abused anymore. I don't need to be mistreated anymore. I don't want the blood of these species going in my veins, going within my very being anymore. I don't know and understand what their problems are. I don't know why they can't get along. I don't know why they created atomic warfare and nuclear warfare and are blowing them up all over me. Do they have any idea what this is doing to me? Do they have any idea how this is hurting me? How it's killing me? And I think the saddest part, perhaps, of Mother Earth's awakening is that she's realizing, as I did as a young child, they're not going to change. And they don't care. And I brought you into this world and I'll take you out. Mother Earth will be relocating nearly 80% of the human population off planet Earth. They'll be sent to another dimension. She just needs to have the opportunity. She's exercising her own free will and choice to love herself, to stop the abuse, to cleanse herself from all of this toxic warfare that the human species has created and developed. What does this have to do with you? Mother Earth is changing her frequency. She's chosen a different way of life. She's going to exercise her free will and choice and create a higher vibration. And she's going to manifest that. Some people refer to it as the fifth dimension, the 5D. I'm not much with names and labels. I try to keep things really simple for everyone to be able to relate to and understand. Now it's your choice. Now you have to make a choice, just like Mother Earth did and just like I did when I was a child. What do you want the outcome to become? What do you want to manifest? Love and light or darkness and destruction? If you choose love and light, you will be able to transition with her through the shift, and you will be allowed, you will receive a personal invitation to enter within this new paradigm that Mother Earth is working so profoundly and lovingly and courageously to create. The choice is yours. You could either get stuck within the 3D, this artificial man-made reality, full of rage, full of anger, full of division and fear, or you can just walk away from it all, just like I did as a little kid, and you can choose love and light. And if you do choose love and light, Mother Earth will thank you for it, and she will reward you with a life on Earth. I think that we all have been missing for a very long time. Heaven on Earth. And it's there for us to create and manifest. It's just up to us to choose it, to want it, to desire it more than anything at all. Please keep Mother Earth within your prayers. Thank her for everything she has provided you and given you. And I hope that you will choose this higher vibration, and within yourself you will also have your own spiritual awakening to say, enough, no more, no more abuse. I want to live a wonderful life, and I want to experience this unification again, and this oneness again. Stay tuned for next week. I'll be back on the Miss Tina Show every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. live Eastern Time. Until then, take good care.